We want to give a little hakdama. We're not just going to give a shir chazara on the sugya. We want to give a shir of how to do chazara. It's one of the lost talents that there are in the world, and it's such an unfortunate thing. Not only are we having a shir chazara on the sugya, shir ba'oyfin klali, the inyan chazara, how to do a chazara, how to make a chazara that you could take out the most out of the sugya. It's koydim kol. There's a gemara in Ervin Dafnun Dalit. The gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael four times the sugya. And the obvious question is, every Magid Shir knows the biggest challenge is when you have to say over a verb twice, the biggest danger is putting everyone to sleep. Because the first time, it's exciting. The second time, could you imagine four times? It's like, whoa, oh, you're really going to be... Oh. So he said, well, Moshe Rabbeinu was a talented cheer, and he was able to do it. Oh. But Yesh Laden, how he did it. But one thing you see is that they understood it's important to hear a vart again. Even if you hear the same vart, the reason why it's boring is because we think, I got the vart already. But if you'd only realize every time you hear it, every time you chazer it, it gets clearer. V'hayim shamaya tishmu. The more times you hear it, the more tishmu, the more you understand it, you would appreciate it more, chazara. As Koidim called the Mesirah of Klal Yisrael of Torah was with a four-time chazar. And the Stipler wrote to a yeshiva bachar in Karnadug Raisa that yeshiva bachar wrote to him, I'm running in yeshiva for many years. I don't have a gishmak. And I don't feel like I get the sugyas clear. If I look back later on, I don't see it. As the Stipler wrote to him, how many times did you chazar the sugya? Bachar wrote what most yeshiva bachar would say. Once first seder, once night seder. As the Stipler wrote back to him, Zehu ha'ozen ha'gato. He brings the Gemara in Ervin and Dalit, and he said, you didn't start to learn. It's not even chazara yet until you learn it four times. As the Stipler felt that the big reason why yeshiva bachar don't have a gishmak, don't appreciate, and don't be miskadal b'tayras because they don't chazer enough. And it's based on the Gemara in Ervin Nuntes. Number two, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadik Tes. The Gemara says, Adam is nivra la'amal ha'tayra. Famous Gemara. However, the Gemara on the bottom of Sadik Tes Amar Aleph, which is that Dhamma the Sugi that says, a person who learns and doesn't chazer is daima to someone who's a reya ve'enoi koitzer. Now, zriya means you plant, koitzer means you cut and you take home. You know, you plant wheat, if you're not going to take it home, you have no toelis from the planting. If you're not going to take off the orange or the apple and cut it off the tree, chaval on the planting. Ah, as it's a gevaldika nekuda, limud is a zriya. You're being Zereya deep in your neshama. Oh, someone showed me a powerful Tanya. I don't learn Tanya. I'm very straight, very honest. But this was such a geshmak vote. He says the difference between mitzvahs and Torah is, he says mitzvahs is an on hamakif. When you do a mitzvah, you're doing a maisa on the outside. And when you do a mice on the outside, as the R that comes from Shemayim is on the outside. But Torah is nimshel lelechem. He says, when you eat food, how does it give you koyach? You swallow it, and it becomes part of your dam, and it becomes a part of you. As he says, Torah is nimshel lelechem because yediyas haTorah becomes part of you. It's not something you're doing on the outside, you're saying, you're doing with your body. The thinking becomes a part of you. It's lechem. It goes into your body and it becomes a part of you. As it's mamish, b'treich, the primius of the Adam. When you understand the sugya, you chazer a sugya, you remember a sugya, as you're making a zuriya into your primius, into your mahus, that a pashit becomes the dam. As someone that gives share in Chevron, Shlomo Kohn, he learned by Rebero. Rebero, the son of the Brisker Rav, was a huge baki in Kachim. As Rebero wanted to give him a compliment, and he said, if someone would give him a cut, the dam that would come out of his body is dam kachim. That's how much he knows kachim, that pashit, it's in the dam. If a blood shot out, it would be dam kachim. Oh, yeah. I knew it becomes a part of you. Chazara makes limud a part of you, part of your life. It's mashpi on you in a different way. Okay, as it's very important, chazara. It's such a chaval. You know, that people don't put a dogish in it. When you learn first Seder, you should chazer over, you should learn the Gemara. I learned with Rav Asher, every time at the end of first Seder, he went over the Gemara again. It's a great idea. At the end of first Seder, chazer it over again. The Gemara Rashi Taisus. Night Seder, learn the Gemara Rashi Taisus again. Shabbos, learn it again. Every chazara adds. You could stick a fourth time in, but Shabbos, when you're chazering, say it twice. Oh, you brought it to a different level. Okay. As we saw together the importance of chazara, we're trying to give you a help for life. It's going to change life. It makes it different. The problem is Daf Yomi became very popular. Amud Yomi became very popular. The sneaker is accomplish, 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 but no chazaras. As it's very important, even in Be'iyun, Chazara is Milo Le'elo Le'ela, the Havana and the Nahum. One time had a famous shir we're going to see later on Dav Vav. And how was he mechaven to the shir? He sat in the base medrash till 3 in the morning, chazing over the Gemara, Rashi, Taisis, Rajva, until the shir came to him. It's not like we think, like we have these pictures. You know, how do the big Rosh Hashivas come with their vart? They're walking, pacing the floors back and forth, smoking a cigarette, and thinking Tifarayin, and learning, you know, the stories of Chaim. He stuck his head in the oven because he needed full, like, that no one should disturb him, and the quietest place he found in the house was the oven, so he stuck his head in. Yet, no, they pashut were chazering the Gemara, and when they chazered the Gemara, you come to Tifkait in the Gemara. Okay, that's number one. Number two, when a person chazers, how can we make the chazara more interesting and more helpful? But let's do it together. Number one, when you chazer, so of course it's important to say the words over again. But also important is to make a sikkum. Go through in your head what went on in the sugya. So let's make an example of it. Let's take out. The member of Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is Mechadish, Monoli Biyotcha, and it's important to say the words. It goes in different. The Gemara Ervin Nun Dalit says, when you say the words, it goes in differently. The Gemara Ervin says, if you want Torah to be chiyistic, you got to say it. If you see most people that fall asleep in first Seder, it's because they're the ones that are listening to their chavrusis. They're not the ones that are reading. So you could read together. Yeah, the challenge in a shir is you're listening. It's harder. When you're talking, you're alive. As number one, how's it with the mouth? As the Gemara brings the member of Reb Chiya, Manali biyadcha, halo yama ein lecha biyadai klum, veidu meidin oisai sheyesh leichamishim zuz, noisin leichamishim zuz, v'yishov al ashar. Reb Chiya was mechadish, that when Edom are Mechayiv on half the Taina, there's a Shavua on the rest of the Taina. The Lashon is Shaloite Hoidos Piv G'dayla Mehoidos Edom. Because Hoidos Piv can't be G'dayla Mehoidos Edom Mikal B'chayra. The Seder of the Gemara we learned. The first Sugya. Meduyik in Reb Chiya, that there was a Tzad, that Hoidos Edom is less Chayiv than Piv. I need a Kal V'chomer to say Piv is Melamed. What's the Sa'ad that it's less Chayiv? That's the first Chelik of the Gemara. To explain the first Chelik of the Memra, and that the Gemara says because you would have a hava mina. There's no ishtamute kol mishtamet mina. Lefi Rashi, lefi Tosis, and therefore you would say migu dechoshet amamun dechoshet ashvuasa. And the Gemara winds up, no kal v'choyr. Okay. Next step of the Gemara. What is the kal v'choyr? The Gemara explains the kal v'choyr. The kal v'choyr is malipiv shekein l'chayv sheinu l'chayv knas tamei be'edim she l'chayv knas. Next step of the Gemara. The Gemara makes pirchus on the kal v'choyr. And the Gemara winds up, there is a pircha on the kal v'choyr. She'isa bat choshev ha'zama. We'll speak out a little bit more now that we're chazering. What's the pircha of Isa bat choshev ha'zama? The pircha is because the nemanis is breakable. It's shayich to be machishit. Edim, it's shayich to break the nemanis with ha'chosha and ha'zama. Piv is unbreakable nemanis. It's unbreakable. As that's the maila of the nemanis of piv. As the Gemara has a pircha, as now the Gemara moves on, so what are you going to learn it out from? The Gemara tries to learn it out of Eidechon. And the Gemara says, on Eidechon there's a pircha, amasha kofilu nishpa. The Gemara tries to learn it out of Eidechon, the Gilgul Shvua. The Gemara says, shekein Shvua, gairera Shvua. As the Gemara is masik, it's a sad hashav. Then the Gemara tries to make a pircha on the Tzad HaShava. The Gemara doesn't make a pircha on the Tzad HaShava. As the Gemara says, the problem with Rav Chiya is his raya. The Tanituna, it's not a good raya. As we just went through step by step, every stage of the Gemara, Baal Peh, you remember the Gemara, it goes in a whole different level. As that's the idea, to be chazered over step by step what the Gemara did in every step of the way. Okay, Nekuda number two of Chazara. In every Gemara, there are big Yesoidas that come out. And it's very important to go over the Yesoidas and put them together. Many times the Yesoidas, you have a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit on Sunday, a little bit on Tuesday, a little bit on Wednesday. It's good to sit down afterwards and put it together. As we're going to go, Kama Yesoidis we saw in the Sukkah. We're going to try to put it together at the end of the Sukkah. Number one, what is the reason why Moedav and Miksas is Chayim? If the Olam is some Lev and Shir, we said three different Pshatim, and we had many different Rishonim and how they learned. So let's go slowly. At the end of the day, the Gemara says, that Ayudei Taina Ukfira Hembayim. The Gemara makes a Sara Shava. That the Chiyav Shvuah of Moedah B'Miksas, and either Eidech or Eidech or B'Gilgul Shvuah is Ayudei Taina Ukfira Hembayim. What's the Pshat in Ayudei Taina Ukfira Hembayim? Pashtis is when you learn a Sara Shava, you're learning what the Mechayev is. As what is the Mechayev? As if Nochum wanted to set up, there's a big Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosis in one Mahalach. That Rashi learns Ayudei Taina Kfira means a Taina itself is enough to be Mechayiv. And therefore Rashi holds Koifra Kol is Chayiv and Baba Kama Daf Kuf Zayin. As the Iker is Taina. By Eid Echad, the way Eid Echad works is the Eid Echad is Mesayeh the Taina. It makes it into a good Taina. As that Taina could be Mechayiv Ashvur. As that's the pshat in the Gemara. Tosis, on the other hand, says that differently. That it's not any taina, it's a taina chshuva and jrara. This is something we're going to hear a lot, we heard a lot, and we'll hear a lot. This tosis is like a main nekuda, the machayiv of Moedah B'Miksas, both Be'er went with this over and over, and all the Rosh Hashivas is the jrara. What does a jrara mean? Being that part of your taina is emes, we see that you're more emistic as we assume your time is more emistic and the other one is sheker. Because it's more irisafik. A jrara. Eid Echad also is a jrara. The fize, the whole nemanis of the Eid is to make a jrara. It's not a nemanis to be mavar the mitzias. All the Eid Echad does is it makes a jrara. That's how Tosis learns the Tzad HaShara. The Mechayiv is jrara. With this word of Jrara, we will masbir many nekudas in this sugya. number one, we were masber the shakla v'tarya in the Gemara. The Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah, v'tani tuna, and the Gemara says that in the Mishnah there's an anan sadi, and anan sadi is mechayev a shvua. So we ask that it's not ke'edim mamish, haray it's a cheskes kol mashitachas yidei adam, haray u'shaloi. It's not ke'edim mamish, because what does the Gemara mean? In the hava mean of the Gemara of Reb Chiya, that the anan sadi is mechayev edim, is mechayev a shvua. Void, we saw the Rishonim learned that anan sadi isn't even a reason to paskin chalukah. Rashi holds the chalukah is mitam safik on dav ches, the rush on dav beis. As how could the Gemara say anan sadi ke'edim? As over there already, Menachem used the word of drara. That all the anan sadi is doing is making a drara. As being that it's making a drara, all it has to do is make a drara. Klapi that, the chazaka, the anan sadi is ke'edim. Of a klapi shardinim, not. The daimel is there. Rav Nachum learned the maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Ke'echi da anan sadi lahai, anan sadi lahai. As how could you bring a raya? As Rav Nachum asks, what's the ke'echi? V'oi, cheskes kolma, doesn't pater from shvua. As Rav Nachum said, the Gemara means to ask, there's no drara. Because the same anan sadi that makes the drara is on the other side. As kihechi anan sadi lahai, anan sadi lahai, you can't have a drara. So what was the hava mina of the Gemara? That the Gemara did bring a raya. What's the back and forth? The shaila of the Gemara is an anan sadi against an anan sadi enough reason to make a drara? If the hava mina is the anan sadi's ke'edim, mamish, what was the hava mina of the Gemara? You have Eidim Mamish saying you're potter. Doesn't make sense. But if you learn it's in the needin of drara, as then, it's very good. It's in the needin of drara. So then, you could say that the hava mina was a non sadi against a non sadi makes a drara. Kamashman ki hechi da non sadi lahai, a non sadi lahai. It doesn't even make a sadi. That's the back and forth. That's what he used. The mice of all the Rishonim asked that Koifer HaKol should be Chayim. And they even made a Kiyuza. And in the beginning of the Sugya, you should learn how to make the Mixas. I, the Machayiv, is Drara. How could you learn how Koifer HaKol? So now we saw the Beis HaLevi, that by Koifer HaKol, there is a form of Drara too. Because there's a Chazaka Edom Taveya Elim Ken Yeshloi. He wouldn't come to Bezdin and waste his time and pay the lawyers if he didn't know that he has a good tefiyah. As chazak enam taveim ken yeshloi, it shows he's right, that makes a drara. And that's the nidin of the Gemara, that's the nidin of the Rishonim, could you learn how koifer hakol from Meidin Mixas? And we saw the kamash malan kiyu zeh, zav the shikta, that drara is not strong enough. You need the drara of hoito. Because that was all speaking in the worlds of drara, because the mechayev of shvua is drara. Rav Nachum also used it to explain the hava mina of the Gemara. You could learn it out of eid echad. The Gemara makes a pircha, ma leid echad shekein al mashu meyid hu nishba. Mashenkin over here, you're not al mashu meyid hu nishba. Because the hava mina was. So what was the hava mina to learn it out of eid echad? By eid echad, you're being nishba on what the eight speaks on. How could you learn how to das eidim? So Nachum said again, drara. Because by das eidim, it makes a drara on the rest. Dumya, that what eid echad makes a drara on the... As mamish, Nachum used this tesis of Dalet Amud Aleph to be masver a lot of angles in the Gemara. However, when you get to Dalet Amud Aleph, and Nachum has a shtikel Torah, that Rashi doesn't learn of drara, as then it's shver, as Rav Nachum had a great eitzah, that the hava mina of the Gemara before the Tzad HaShava learned the Machayev was Haidah, Malapid. And the Maskana, then we change it. That was Rav Nachum's big patent, his big eitzah, that the whole Gemara in the beginning is all going drara. The Shaila is the Tani Tunas afterwards, Rav Nachum is Masvid the Drara too. That won't work in Rashi and Rabba Kama Daf Kuf Zayin. Or the other way of going is that Koifer HaKol, like the Beis HaLevi, is Mishum the Drara. And Rashi holds in Baba Kama, there's a Drara by Koifer HaKol. And Rashi agrees with Drara. And that's what Rav Asher said, Lefizeh, you learn even in Rashi that Tzad HaShav is based on Drara, because we have Mekoyris in many places that the Mechayim of Shvuah is the Drara. Okay. Thus is the Kivun. That's why Rav Asher, even though usually he doesn't argue on Rav Nahum, on this one he argues, because so many places are Mavur, the Shvuah is Mishum Drara. Okay. As that's in the Mechayiv of Shua Moigim and Mixas and Negecha. Toich HaDvarim, we will end up on another Yisrael. Two big Yisraelis in Tzad HaShoveh. Number one, when the Gemara makes a Tzad HaShoveh, what's the Pshat? Is the Gemara changing the Mechayiv? The Mechayiv is not the Eid Echad. It's not the Moigim and Mixas. The Eid Echad and the Hidah is just the Hechatimsa to do something. Or is the Gemara still the Mechayiv the Hidah Neid Echad, but there's some common denominator in the Mechayiv that you could learn out to other places? That was a big shaila that we saw. Yisraelis Dikinakud in Tzad HaShoveh. The other Yisrael in Tzad HaShoveh we learned was sometimes when you have it Tzad HaShoveh, it doesn't mean we're learning out a third thing. It could be one of them is the Iker Malamed. And we brought Rashi says it's Koidah. Reb Chiya says it's Koidah, Kal Mechoymer, as there are Mekoyres that even after the Tzad HaShoveh, the Iker is Hoidah's Pig. We saw in Rashi and the Tosis Rosh. Rashi on Dalet Amit Aleph by Anat Sadi, the Tosis Rosh also says the Iker is Hoidah's Pig. And the Diak is because Reb Chiya mentions Hoidah's Pig. As this is one of the Mekoyres, and it's Tzad HaShoveh, there could be an Iker Malamed. My nafkamina in what you're learning out will have the dinim of the Iker Malamed and not the dinim of the Yochiach, like we saw yesterday, different nafkaminas. Okay. As those are the Yisoidis of Shvuah that we're coming out with, the back and forth is Mechayim the Drara, is it not the Drara? The Yisoidis of Tzad HaShoveh, what's Pshat in the Tzad HaShoveh? Okay. The third big Yisoid that we saw in these sugyas that we want to touch in one more time is what is the geder of the Muchsakis of the Mishnah. We have everyone, we had Rebbe Chanon, Chedik Beis, Simin Tes, Klerz, are you a Muchsik B'chetzi or a Muchsik B'kulay? As it's nice when you learn the Mishnah on that base, start handling back and forth. But now that we're Mamish learned Baba Mitzias Nei Torah, as how do we look at this Chakira until Dalet Amar Aleph? What do we take out of it? As we had two sugyas. One, we had the sugya on Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara asks, in the Mishnah you should say Moitzi Nechaveroi Olav Araya. As we had over there, Rashi says, therefore the din should be a Munach, because they're both Muzakim. As Rashi learns in the Halamina, everyone's Muxig Bakula. In Maskana, everyone's Muxig Bakula. However, when we got to Rashi on Gimel Amud Aleph, he says on the Gemara that the Nan Sadi is Bechetzi, High Tough is Bepalga, Smashma de Muxig Bechetzi. As we said, that Rashi calls it Tfisa, he doesn't mean Muxakis. It's just a level of tfisa to create an anansadi to the mechayev b'shvua. That was shitas Rashi. The other shitas were shitas of Taisis and the Ramban and the Rashba. The Rashba, the Taisis Rosh, learned the Havamin of the Gemara. When the Gemara asked, the dinjabi amlaitzin echadea varaya, the dinjabi achleiku b'loy shvua, as they learn each one's muchzik b'chetzi. The shaila is, what's the teretz of the Gemara? The Shita brings down one day that the teretz is the muchzik b'chetzi, but still you can make a shvuah because someone else is tafus. And the other way of learning is, and that's the way the Ramban we saw learns, the Rashba b'shem the Rach learns, and the other way of learning is the Gemara falls off. Each one is muchzik b'kula. That's what we saw on Beis and Beis. we come to Gimel Amud Aleph, and that's the second Gemara that talks about the Chazaka of Shnayim Oichsim. On Gimel Amud Aleph, we see that the Chazaka, the Shnayim Oichsim, makes Anan Sadi Chetzi Shaloi, Anan Sadi Chetzi Shaloi. As L'chayr over here, we see each one is Muxik in Chetzi, as it says Anan Sadi Chetzi Shaloi. As we saw, Tosis on Beis Amud Aleph, Taka says there's a non tzadi on chetzi. That's why you say yach leifu. But the other Rishonim, Choyvet. As we said, Vais Techois, the Gemara is bringing the non tzadi only klapi one here, to be Mechayev Eshvur. As to a certain point, when two people are holding on it together, it makes a certain cheskas that a non tzadi, chetzi shaloi, Le'inyin to be Machayev Eshvur, to make a drara to be Machayev Eshvur. But to be Machriya in the Dine Mominis, that Anan Sadi is not enough. That's what we saw. We saw the Tresis Arash, and it's Meduyik that way in the Ramban too. They learned, even though the Gemara had a Hamamina, that there's an Anan Sadi in Chetzi, Gemara falls away from. When the Gemara is Doicha Reb Chia, the Gemara falls away from the Anan Sadi. As then, even that level of Anan Sadi, we fell away from in the Maskana. And this Vart needs a Knech. This is a big Havana in the Yisoid, that there's levels of Cheskes Mammon. The highest level is Moitzi Mechaveh Varaya. And what symbolizes its level? Rav doesn't work. Bari doesn't work. It's the highest level muksik. Moitzi Mechaveiro Olav Araya Be'eden. Lower level muksik just makes an Anan Sadi. Doesn't do more than that. Okay. That's the levels of muksik that we saw in the Yisurya. Okay. Because those were the Yisurya's of the Yisurya. And that was the Ikun Akudas. Now we'll go over and chazer over just Ikun Akudas and Pshat. I will say over a story. There was someone here with Guzman. There was someone in America, Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein is much more famous than Guzman. Isaac Ador, yeah. Guzman was a huge hero. He was the ripe age of, first of all, he was made the older bachar of Reb Shmuel and Reb Chaim Shulevitz. When Reb Shmuel Zatzky and Reb Chaim Shulevitz came to yeshiva, as in those days, the yeshivas, you have to have an older bachar. Who are you going to give Reb Shmuel as older bachar? Who are you going to give Reb Chaim Shulevitz as older bachar? These guys are Bekir Machas at 16. He was their older bachar. That's just like, you know, these Choshever Rosh Yeshivas, he was on the Reb Chaim Eizer, when he saw him, he made him a dayan at the age of 21. Yeah. And Reb Chaim Eizer makes him a dayan, means he's a bucky in the Shulchan Aruch backwards and forwards. On Reb Chaim Eizer's best. Yeah. Reb Chaim Eizer took him for a walk. And when he took him for a walk out of the city, he says, if you eat this grass, you could live off it. And if you eat this grass, you could live off it. And Guzman had no clue why Reb Chaim Eizer is giving him a shear in botany, whatever it's called. Got the English word, but about flowers. But kids, when the Nazis came in, Reb Guzman ran away to the forest and he didn't have food. He lived off what Reb Chaim Eizer told him to eat. Yeah. That's like the story of Ruach HaKodesh, a different level. Oh, that's why he survived the Holocaust. Okay. He one time wet Reb Moshe. And the first time he read Reb Moshe, he said, how many pshatim in the Kaddish Ben Milva do you have? As Reb Moshe rattled off five pshatim in Mekadesh B'Milva. He opened up Dibris Moshe, five pshatim in Mekadesh B'Milva. Reb Guzman told him another four. As Reb Moshe looked at him with a big smile and he said, I saw the other pshatim, but they're not Negei L'Halacha. Okay, that's two big Dalim and they're having fun together. But, Vin is Vin. just the limud that comes out of this story is a gewaldig limud. When they met each other, what are the, how many pshatim do you have in the Gemara? Let's rattle off. What? How many pshatim do you have? Now, does that mean every yeshiva bachur should have 9 pshatim in the Gemara? No, that's not what it means. You have to have 9 pshatim. But the mamish, it was choshev them that they should know how many pshatim there are in the Gemara. As they're on their level, they could rattle off 5, 9 on every Gemara they learn all the time. Okay, we should aspire, at least we could rattle off maybe 1, 2, and we should be able to say. But just, okay. So now we're going to do the Gemara with Neima Amrit Torah. We're going to say 3 pshatim. Only 3. Because I don't try the whole cup. Just 3. Okay. Amar Rabba. With Neima Amrit Torah, Maida Vemixas Hatayra Mishar. What is Rabba asking? What's the question of Rabba? As we have 3 pshatim. At least we're only seeing 3 pshat in the Rishon. Rashi says it should be potter mishum meshev aveda. Tosis says it should be potter mishum mikoy. What's the difference between meshev aveda and migoy? As you could learn, meshev aveda is a better migoy. Rashi doesn't say migoy. He says meshev aveda uses a different word. As a bogbeh, one more time, drara. The machayev of moedim and mixes is drara. Meshev aveda is a svarah. There's no drara. You're a mishaker. You're a zavizdik guy. You're giving back something. You're being honest. You're being moedim. As there's no drara, that you're a mishaker. Oidapam drara. Rashi, Tosis learns migui laftire mishvua. Rashi and Baba Kama Davko Zayin is the word third shot. The Gemara is asking, why is Moide B'Miksas Chayiv and Koifer B'Kol Potter? And the Gemara answers, what's the answer? Lefi Rashi and Tosfos, the answer is, there's no Migui, because Chazaka D'Meis. There's no Meshav Aveda, he can't be Chazaka D'Meis. Lefi Rashi and Baba Kama, the Gemara answers, the reason why Koifer Kol is Potter is Mishum Chazaka Ein Adam Meis, and that's the Mafteach for Rashi. By Pikadon, there's no Chazaka Ein Adam Meis, as Mameila who be Chayev by Koifer Kol. Okay. As there are 3 Pshatim that we learned in Neima Amra Torah. Okay. Let's go on to the next step of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Vay Vekula Boy Delay Delay. What's going on over here? As the Gemara is missing a question, the Gemara continues. As we have 3 pshatim in the Rishonim, what the Gemara's question is. Mahalach number 1, Rashi, the Gemara is asking, Migu the Chashir Amam and the Chashir Ashvusa, Rishonim Achaylek. They learn there is no Migu, that we don't hold Migu the Chashir Amam and the Chashir Ashvusa. As Tosis learns, what's the problem? Migui da aza, because there's a aza to be koifer akol, there's a aza to be moedav mixas too. As the same aza you have in koifer akol, you have in moedav mixas. And the Gemara says, no, it's a bigger aza to be koifer akol, as you have a migui. That's the way, mahalach number 2. Mahalach number 3 is the mahalach of the Ramban. The Ramban says, the Gemara is asking, Chazaka ein adam meis. If there's a Chazaka ein adam meis, as it should pater a moide b'miksas. Because in a moide b'miksas, you also have a Chazaka ein adam meis. And over here, you see the Ramban holds of Rashi, Chazaka ein adam meis paters. And the Gemara answers, Ishtamute kamishtamit. There's no Chazaka ein adam meis. Those are the 3 ways of learning. The last Gemara that you have 3 ways of learning is the Gemara asks, after we bring the member of Bracha, I will all say them the Lekka Lamei Mahachi. As what's shot? As Ovi, it's really big 2, but it's 2 that are 3. Rashi learns, we're asking, Migu the Chashir Amam and the Chashir Ashvusa. Taisis is number two. He learns like Rashi. He says, even though we don't hold a migud the chasher amamina, but there is such a sad. Because you need the kal v'chaymer lafuke from that sad. Because it's similar, it's really one pshat, just Rashi, because we hold that way, Taisis lafuke what you could have thought. The third mahalach is the mahalach of the Ramban, that the Gemara is saying that by Ados Eidim, as there's a chazoka in other meis. As him came the chazoka in other meis, should pater. Because how could you learn it out of Moedah B'Mikzas? By Moedah B'Mikzas, this is Shtamute Kamishtan if we made. There's no chazoka in other meis. Okay, those are the Shtayim, Baker, Shein Shalash Pshat. The Shaila is, so what does Kal V'Chaymer help? If there's a problem of migri the choshen amamina or chazak yein al demeis, as how is the kal v'chaymer is going to get rid of these problems? As over here in this gemara, this is the last yisoid we're going to touch on. You see the yisoid of the nachlas david. That you can't ask me svara on a kal v'chaymer. Kal v'chaymer is a midah shatayra nidreshes, but it still needs work. What is the kal v'chaymer to? As we saw, that if the problem is migu de choshid, as the Kal V'Chaymer says, but there's a tzad of ishtamute. As the Kal V'Chaymer teaches you, the tzad of ishtamute kam ishtamit minei is enough. Lefi the Ramban, you'll have to say the Kal V'Chaymer will tell you there's a tzad of ishtamute. As therefore, the chazake eid al meis is not enough. As the Kal V'Chaymer teaches you to be choshish for the tzad of ishtamute, like Taisis speaks out. So that's the different yisaidis, the different gemaras, the three mahalchim. The last this is the gemara and the sifas. So that was a little bit of a chasara to go through the main yisaidis of the sugya, to work through the pshat in the sugya. Yeah. It's always good, even if the Olam writes, when you're tonight by night seder, maybe to write over, put everything together. Write a sikkum on the circuit. Write the shayik shaka v'tariya. Yeah. Even if you're not giving it into Torah delay. If you look at all their signs, they do an excellent job of advertising. The mamash being beautiful, mamari chazal. Every one of them talks about the mile of ksiva divrei Torah. Not one of them talks about the mile of printing computers. First of all, they didn't have computers in those days. They couldn't. I'm sure he feels if they would have computers, they all would have continued, and for sure when you print in a computer, okay? But all the signs, the beautiful signs, it speaks about the importance of ksiva and divrei Torah. But Moshe Feinstein used to tell everyone, the reason why I shtayim is because they wrote. Writing is the soirish of shtayim. And all the G'dayli Rosh Hashivas, the Shmuel Rizovsky, even though the Chazenish, when he met with Shmuel, he said he wanted to learn with him, he used to have a kfiyas once a day, once a week. As the Chazenish said, Yud Shmuel Zuchroinoi Levrocha, when he used to learn with him. Or someone said to him, you only say Zichroina Lebracha when a person's dead. Why are you calling him Zichroina Lebracha? He's alive. He said he never saw a Zikaron in his whole life like Ritual. People say the Chazanish had a Nifludig a Zikaron. He said Zichroina Lebracha. I never saw a Zikaron. He everywhere in Shas he was when he spoke. Ritual wrote. And he told people to write. As much as he had the best zikaron in the world, he wrote. And he told people, if you write, you shtayim. As it's a chelik, you write during shir, you write after shir, it helps you to shtayim. It merakes you. When you write down, you notice more. It helps you to understand what you're doing and to know if you really understand it. Because if you really don't understand it, when you try to write it, it just doesn't go. That's what Reb Chaim Volozhin says. When you write, it sharpens the mind. As you misader it, it sharpens. It's very important. Even if you write during shir, it's important to write after shir. That's an angle of chazar. Okay. So we had a chazar in the sugya. and we saw together the importance of Chazara, how the Chazar, the importance of writing. Hope that Eilam will be Meichel me when I went on a side point. I really think it's a big key to having Gishmak in learning, and enjoy learning, and connecting to learning. This really will make a difference in whatever you do.